is beginning to rain, 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 to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It is wonderful being with you again, and we're glad to be with you each week during this brief 30 minutes time. You know, this program was being heard all around the world, and we're getting a favorable mention as far as away as Nigeria in Africa, even over in Russia. I got a letter. So people are listening far and wide, and I appreciate that so much because, let's face it, when you look at the turmoil and the tumult and chaos in the world, you and I know that the only real answer for world peace is Jesus Christ. So appreciate those of you who are helping us to bring this message across the globe. And each week, as you know, we can only cover so much after my comments, which sometimes are too wordy to begin the program. And then, of course, we always try to have some beautiful music. And we have a series that we continue until we've exhausted that subject matter, usually three or four. Now we're discussing, of course, Satan's plan for a one-world Bible. Satan's plan for a one-world Bible. I don't know of anything else that could be more important than that, do you? You see, if God's word could be taken away or polluted and poisoned, then how many souls would be lost? Oh, you and I can still preach Jesus, of course. But so many will not have the opportunity to study his word. And I know that there are many people who have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ simply from reading God's word. I remember one man, he told me, this man was really a reprobate. In fact, he had been in a state prison here in the state of Texas. And when he was in, the warden called him, quote, the meanest man in Texas. He was the meanest man in Texas. Well, he's a good friend of mine today, but let me tell you how that came about. My good friend Al was at Huntsville State Prison. He was so mean, and he especially despised Christians. He wanted everybody to know he was a real toughie in among the prison population. And by the way, he was in prison for armed robbery. He robbed liquor stores with a handgun as his weapon of choice. And he would go down the corridor at the state prison, and if he saw another prisoner coming his way carrying a Bible, he would grab it out of his hands and rip it to shreds. Rip the Bible to shreds. And that's how vicious this man was. One time he escaped from prison, and they tracked him down. He didn't get but a mile or so away. They tracked him down in the woods there with some pretty mean dogs. And after they got Mr. Kinsey, the guards, of course, they didn't have any newsmen around in those days. And there they were in the woods. So they just decided to have some fun. They the lawmen made a circle around him. Then they sicked the dogs on him. To this day, Al Kinsey has scars on his legs where those dogs bit him. They just sicked the dogs on him and had a little sport, you know, with the escaped convict. Well, that's all yesterday, because here's the good news. Brother Kinsey's wife began going to church. Well, she got saved. Well, that made Kinsey really mad. Now, I'm talking about after he got out of prison, he married a sweet gal. But he was mean to her, too, naturally. He abused her, too, of course. And trying to find a way out of her predicament, she determined the only way out would be to seek solace and peace and security in the arms of Jesus. And she got saved. Well, this didn't sit too well with Al Kinsey. And he just began to just moan and groan and criticize her Christian beliefs. One day he was watching TV and there was, believe it or not, there's not very many conservative preachers on TV, but this happened to be one. I say conservative, I mean actually believe the Bible. Kinsey heard him preaching there on TV. And he was sitting there with his wife. He was actually listening to it. He was listening to it because he wanted to criticize it. And after the man had finished his sermon, he began to just curse that preacher. Kinsey did. And he said, you know, he's just nothing but a liar. I bet I can read the Bible and find out all kind of errors he made in that sermon. So that's what he said is not even true. That's not even in the Bible. I'm going to get the Bible out and prove that man's a liar. And I'm going to call him on the phone and give him a piece of my mind. So he did. Oh, that was his big mistake. Oh, Al Kinsey began to read the Bible and he began to take notes. He was going to prove that preacher wrong and show him up and show his wife that those Christian preachers were stupid and couldn't even understand their own Bible. Well, he began reading the Bible and he got really interested in it. Began reading all about Jesus and the miracles of Jesus and what Jesus had said and done, and then he read about the cross. And you know, Al was suddenly struck. The idea that he was going to expose that preacher as a fraud totally left him. And then finally, he sank down to his knees and accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, you know the end of the story. Al Kinsey is a good friend of mine today. The meanest man in Texas is about the meekest guy you'd ever want to meet. I suppose if I were to walk up to him, not me, I'd never do it. But if I were some big thug bully on the street, walk up to Al Kinsey today, slap him right in the face, I doubt if he would do anything. He'd probably look at me like I'm crazy and then say, well, brother, you need Jesus. I know that he wouldn't strike back. He's an honest man. In fact, he now runs a restaurant, and of course he has the safe and the money and everything else, and he's one of the most trusted men, the owners say, that they've ever met. Has three beautiful children. One became a Christian missionary. She's about the sweetest girl I've ever seen. So you see, my friends, the Bible is important. And that's why Satan wants to do away with it. He doesn't want the Al Kinseys of this world, the meanest man in the state of Texas, to become the sweetest man in America, does he? No. He wants hatred. He wants vile behavior and conduct. He would have preferred, of course, Lucifer would have preferred Al Kinsey to beat his wife, go out and rob more liquor stores, and go back to prison. But the Word of God intervened. That's why I am so dead set on making sure that people understand how Satan wants to destroy the Word of God. And God made it pure so that when men and women, yes, women even, like Al Kinsey, read God's Word, there's no misunderstanding. They can study it, and they should. We're encouraged to study God's Word, to be students of the Word. We're called Bible Home Church because the Bible should be the very focus and center of every home. And I believe that Jesus is in a Christian home. You don't just go to church or listen to this radio program to know of Jesus. He can be a presence with you. Because he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst thereof. Now, friends, if you or your wife or you and a friend or there in the privacy of your own home, and you invite Jesus to come in, I assure you, he will do so. He'll make his abode with you. He knocks at the door. He wants you to invite him in. And when he's your guest, there'll be peace in your home and harmony. We'd love for you to write to us and give us your comments. I like the people that write me hard letters. I don't mind them at all. I don't get very many. Maybe I'm falling down on my job. I'm not sure I'm preaching hard enough, or I'd get more letters that are angry at me. I'm beginning to wonder now if I'm really doing the Lord's will. I need more people to write to me and just act mean. Always gives me an opportunity to write back and respond. And you might be surprised at some of my responses. I've made a lot of friends from people who write to me trying to criticize or hurt me. I don't mind them at all. I've had many people like that over the years. And you know, I've never gotten really mad at anybody like that. It's a very strange thing. Anyway, we've got some beautiful music for you. Johnny Ray Watson, melodious voice. God's got it all in control. He does indeed, my friends. Johnny Ray Watson, God's got it all in control. And then part two of Satan's plan for a one world Bible.
He's got it all in control. God's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I put my life in his hands. I put my life in his hands. So every road I walk down, I'm sure it's in his plan. 'Cause I put my life in his hands. He holds the stars in the sky. And if he can do all of that, surely he can take good care of you and me. He's got it all in control. My God's got it all in control. Way down in my soul, he's got it all in control.
How was this possible, he said? My deception was possible, writes Will Barron, because I did not believe that the whole Bible should be understood just exactly as it is written. In other words, once Will Barron admitted or accepted the lie that the whole Bible should not be understood exactly as it is written, then every wind of evil doctrine was able to enter his life. And he actually became a slave to a mysterious shining figure who looked like Jesus Christ, who talked as if he were God, but led Will Barron into the wilderness of evil and deception. Oh, my friends, the New Age needs a New Age Bible, because the true Word of God in its entirety, in its whole, will take people from the enslavement of the New Age and bring them into the loving arms of Jesus Christ. But everywhere throughout this world now, the New Agers are looking for a form of spirituality. They are hungry for spiritual truths, but not the truth of the living God, which is contained only in the King James Bible. Now, you see, there is indeed a plan for a world religion, a New Age world religion, or a cosmic spirituality. Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, held a huge New Age conference, spiritual conference, down in San Jose, Costa Rica, in Central America. It was back in June of 89. Here's a portion of Mr. Mueller's revealing formal speech to that conference of world New Age leaders. He said, quote, "We need a world or cosmic spirituality." He says, quote, "Religious leaders will get together to define before the end of this century the cosmic laws which are common to all their faiths." Now listen to that, friends. The cosmic laws which are common to all their faiths. Oh, yes. Whatever false Bibles there are, whether it's the Shinto scriptures, the Hindu scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, the Buddhist scriptures, the mystery religions of the ancients, of the goddess worshippers of Babylon, Egypt, and Greece, and Rome. He says there are cosmic laws common to all the faiths. And he says the religious leaders of the world, quote, "should tell the politicians what these cosmic laws are, what God or the gods or the cosmos are expecting from human beings." Yes, they need to bring it all together as one into a one world Bible. Another good friend of mine, Salem Kerbin, he wrote the very fine and outstanding book, The New Age Secret Plan for World Conquest, says on page 143 of this great book, he talks about all of the New Age lies, and it goes all the way from ancient Babylon to the secret doctrine of Helena Blavatsky, and of course to Westcott and Hart, who brought their false Bibles into the world in the late 1800s that we now know as these new false versions. But he talks about the lies of the New Age. He says, why would people believe such a lie? One reason, writes Mr. Kerbin, maybe because New Age leaders are already making plans for a New Age Bible. They're already making plans for a New Age Bible. Well, Salem Kerbin, a great man of God, head of Second Coming Ministries, is absolutely correct. And he notes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, why it is that Satan would like to bring together a one-world New Age Bible, which will actually be the Christian Bible, so perverted, mangled, and distorted that a true Christian would not even recognize it. And that's what the false versions have come down to, isn't it, friends? But in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, Salem Kerbin reminds us that the Lord tells us, quote, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The Scriptures, but not all the Scriptures, only the Scriptures given by the one true Almighty God. But we have today many false Bibles. I call them unholy Bibles of the New Age. Now, friends, in my books such as Dark Secrets of the New Age and in New Age Cults and Religions, I warn about these false Bibles. All of them, I'm convinced, are precursors to the one world Bible that is coming. Remember, Peter, the Apostle Peter, advised us that God's Word is like a light that shines in the dark place. For Scripture, he says, comes only from God. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. But Peter also cautioned, there shall be false teachers among you who shall bring in damnable heresies, and it will bring upon themselves swift destructions. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Now these people bringing these false Bibles to us, I think destruction is going to be their lot for what they have done. Let me give you some examples. In New Zealand, there is a group that has published a false Bible. They call it the New Age Testament of Light. It's written by a spirit guide who says he is the universal I Am. Well, that's only one of many false scriptures. How about the New American Bible? Now, not the New American Standard. This is simply the New American Bible. It's subtitled Ecology of Mind. It's a very attractive book. Gold embossing, 442 pages. But it's written by a man, Michael Matheson, who said God came to him and said, write this down on your computer. Well, what came out, of course, is a false God, written by the universal mind. Oh, yes, not Jesus Christ. But friends, there are false Jesuses. Galatians chapter 1 warns us about another gospel, another Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 warns us about another Jesus. That is the Jesus of Satan. How do you know him? When he gives you a book or a passage of Scripture that collides and is totally different than the King James Bible. That's how you can know of the false Jesuses of this world, the Jesuses of Satan. Well, one of the most widely distributed Bibles of the New Age, I talk about this in my book, New Age Cults and Religions, beginning on page 52, is a false Bible called the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. Even has a picture of what looks like Jesus on the cover with a sort of a shiny light halo over his head. I found out this Aquarian Gospel was published way back in the 80s by a man who called himself Levi Dowling. He said a goddess of wisdom came to him and gave him the Bible. It sure is a lot different than the King James Bible, I assure you, my friends. It teaches you incarnation. It claims that Jesus himself became God only through a process of initiation. This new Jesus travels to India to teach and learn from the gurus. He travels to Persia, to Ur and the Chaldees, finally to Egypt. In Egypt, he's received as a pupil a student in the temple and initiated into the Egyptian mysteries. Oh, my friends, there are many New Age Bibles today. Here's some of the ones available. Dianetics, the Lost Teachings of Jesus, the Unknown Life of Jesus Christ, the Jesus Letters, God Calling, the Starseed Transmissions, the Book of Mormon, the Spiritual Teachings for Children, Happy Birthday Planet Earth. There's a book that purports to be a new Bible called New Age Teachings for an Awakening Humanity. There's the Urantia book. There's the Revelation, Our Crisis is a Birth. There is OSHPA, A Course in Miracles, the Book of Knowledge, the Keys of Enoch. There's the Portable World Bible, the Secret Doctrine, Isis Unveil, the Don Horst Testament. There's even a spiritual sex manual. That's right. The Joys of Sex, written by a false Jesus. Now, what is the purpose of this? Why is Satan seeding the world with many false New Age Bibles, but now taking little seeds from each one, little nuggets from each one of these lying books, and incorporating them into false new versions of our Bible that are even being sold at Christian bookstores? Why is this? What is Satan trying to do? Well, in my book, Dark Secrets, page 23, I quote this Lord Maitreya, the demon spirit, whom a man named Benjamin Krem and his Terra Center, a New Age organization, are touting as the true New Age Christ. Here's what this Lord Maitreya, which is nothing more but a synonym for the devil, says. He says, quote, my plan is that my teaching should precede, in other words, go before my presence, and prepare my way. He says, I shall send my disciples to you, and they will show you the way. But you must act and follow our plan. Imagine, my plan, says this devil's disciple, is that my teaching should precede or go before my presence and prepare my way. So, my friends, the teaching of the devil will prepare the way for Satan's Antichrist. How is that teaching coming to the world? Yes, through many of these false Bibles. I've told you about many of them, named them, and exposed them in my books. But that's not good enough for Satan, because he knows that there are millions of Christians who would never read the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. They would never read these false Bibles, but they will read a false version of what they think is the true Bible. So the way to prepare the world, to condition the world for the lies of the devil, is to give them a Bible that will look like the Christian Bible. New teachings for humanity. Now, there are some people, and I'm afraid that folks like Dave Hunt and others, who do not believe that there is a plan. Dave Hunt says there is no goal. He says, in 16 years, I've never come across one New Age leader who has expressed a goal of either infiltrating the New Age into Christianity or coming up with a one world Bible. Well, I'm afraid that if he's telling the truth, he simply hasn't done his homework. And I want to enlighten Dave Hunt and all the others who do not understand this hideous New Age plan. For example, Vera Alder, in her very important New Age book entitled When Humanity Comes of Age. Now, I wrote about this an entire chapter or two in my book, Dark Secrets of the New Age, and I quoted her extensively, and I want to refer you to that book. But let me give you some of the quotes from Vera Alder. First, she says that there will indeed be a New Age One World Bible.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.